We're doing something a little bit different for the All-Star break. Today is Mizzou Day. Tomorrow is KU Day. Thursday is K-State Day. So if you think there's been a lot of Missouri today, I promise you, if you are a KU fan, tomorrow you will get your day. K-State, you will get your day. Your time is coming. Today is the Tigers' Day. We have been joined by Luther Burden. If you missed the podcast, Gabe DeArmond was on the show. Tom Hart was on the show earlier today. Eli Drinkwitz was on the show at the top of the hour. We're now happy to be joined by the quarterback of the Missouri Tigers, Brady Cook. Special thanks to him for hopping on the show today. Our conversation started with today. We've been asking everybody this question. Hey, what is it like to be in a video game?
It's pretty cool. I'm excited. I don't play a lot of video games in general. But I've already got, you know, the system back rolling. I'm getting it updated, you know, making sure I got my controller ready because I'm pretty excited about this one.
Who's somebody on the team that acts like they're really good at video games, but just deep down, you know, man, that person's not that good?
I'd say probably Cameron Johnson, our right guard. You know, he talks about his skills at Warzone a little bit too much. You know, it's a little sus.
It was funny talking to Luther. He mentioned, you know, something to prove as well. It's funny to kind of hear that, you know, that you guys had so much success last year. You know, you win double-digit games. You win the bowl game. You know, you play well in the bowl game. Luther scores a touchdown in the bowl game. But you guys still carry that mindset that, hey, even though we did all those things last season, there's still a lot to prove this year.
Yeah, I think we have to keep that. You know, at the end of the day, last year is last year. You know, we won the Cotton Bowl and celebrated for a little bit, but, you know, pretty quickly, the guys that were coming back, the staff that's coming back, like, you know, we flipped the switch and, you know, we still have something to prove. You know, there's still a lot of people that think that was a flash in the pan, a 1 year thing. But we got guys coming back excited, you know, with a lot to prove.
How was this offseason coming off that success you mentioned, you know, flipping that switch, you know, seeing the hard work pay itself off last year? How was this offseason? Was it more competition? Just kind of take us through that process.
Yeah, you know, I think the season we had last year was kind of a springboard moving into the offseason, moving into training camp now. You know, we were able to go, you know, me and Kirby, the OC, you know, we often say, you know, this offseason was about going further, faster. You know, we had the ability and the confidence and the synergy between us and the rest of the guys to take this thing to the next level. So, you know, I think we've done a great job this offseason. You know, we've grinded. We've got even more comfortable with the people around us. You know, the new faces coming in. The offense has stayed the same, and now we're able to work off of that and add wrinkles to it and just develop it even more. So we're excited, man, but further, faster this offseason.
How big of a deal was it for you to keep that continuity where, you know, you guys keep the same head coach? You know, you bring so many of your wide receivers back. You bring your offensive coordinator back. You were in a really good situation this year.
Yeah, I mean, that's huge. I think you look across college football, year to year, you have to rebuild a new team every single year. So when you can retain, you know, your head coach, your offensive coordinator, you know, key pieces on the offense, key pieces on the defense, like you said, there's continuity there. You know, we're familiar, comfortable with each other. Everyone knows their role, and then we can just go attack it.
Right now, we're talking to the quarterback of the Missouri Tigers, Brady Cook, on the show. Tell us a little bit more about your head coach, Eli Drinkwitz. You know, he has had so much success on the recruiting trail. Obviously, you've been a major part of that. What kind of coach is he? Why do you think he is having so much success when he goes out and talks to recruits?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't surprise me. You know, me and Coach Drink came in together January 2020 to a brand new team for me, brand new team for him. And, you know, I've been able to see him grow as a coach, you know, me grow as a player, and to see what he's able to do now, it's truly special. I think the biggest thing that set him apart, honestly, is just the people he's surrounded us with in this organization, in this building. He's constantly bringing in people that can help us, good people that fit our culture, that fit our program, and it's taking us a long way.
What was it taking over a program in January of 2020? I mean, we all know what's about to happen in 2 months. We didn't know it back in January, but, I mean, things were about to drastically change for all of us, you know, 90 days later after you get to campus. What was that time in your life like?
It was interesting. Yeah, you know, I graduated early and just got to campus. You know, just starting to get a hang of, you know, the college thing and the off-season thing and learn, you know, how this all works. And then, bam, you know, we're sent away from campus for 4 or 5 months. So it was interesting. We spent a lot of time on Zoom as a team. a lot of time meeting over the phone. You know, I spent a lot of lonely hours back in St. Louis studying the playbook for the first time and really learning all of the college plays and learning how to watch college film. And honestly, in many ways, it was a blessing for me because I had extended time to really learn the playbook, still complete school that first semester online, you know, meet with the coaches, you know, stay familiar, you know, over the phone, obviously. But, man, it was an interesting time for sure.
I've been wanting to ask you this, so I'm happy to have you on the show today. You know, I remember your quote, you know, right around the time of the K-State game last year. Hey, this was my dream school, and I wish the fans, you know, wanted me to be here as much as I want to be here. What was it like, you know, early on in your career? You mentioned, you know, starting right before COVID, some of those ups and downs. What was that period like for you where, man, you really want to be here, but then you go on social media, you go on message boards, and everybody doesn't feel that way?
Yeah, I mean, it was tough. It's easily the toughest, you know, toughest year, 18 months of my life. You know, like I said in that quote, you know, I think I said, you know, it's always been my dream to be the quarterback here at Missouri. You know, I just wish the fans and the program, you know, wish the same, you know, because it's tough, you know, running out there and, you know, feeling like the 70,000 fans around you don't really want you out there as the quarterback. So, it was a tough time. You know, after the 2022 season, you know, something in my gut told me to stick it out, you know, stay. You know, we had a lot of people returning. You know, I just needed to battle it out one more offseason, prove myself one more offseason. And, man, I'm glad I stayed because last year it all paid off.
When was that turning point for you? You mentioned the highs and lows. You know, a lot of kids in your situation maybe don't stick it out. They transfer somewhere else, and that's nothing wrong with that. That's just the era that we live in college football. When was that moment where you felt like your love and also fan love really started to intersect and, you know, you really started to enjoy, I guess, maybe the job of being the quarterback at Mizzou?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was right when I threw that first touchdown versus K-State to Luther. You know, our first offensive series, you know, they scored first. You know, we got the ball back. And, yeah, I threw that bomb to Luther. And from that moment on, it was kind of the spark. It was the spark of last season. And I felt the love ever since then. I felt the support. And that took me even farther.
It's crazy, you know, thinking back. And right now we're talking to the quarterback of Mizzou, Brady Cook. How important that individual game is. And I know, you know, football coaches will tell you to take it one week at a time, one game at a time. You could really feel it around the program, the importance of that K-State game for you to play well, for Luther to play well, and for you guys to win in the way that you did. You could really feel like that helped jumpstart the year.
Oh, yeah, easily. I mean, that was a must-win game. And, you know, it had a personal tone for me, personal tone for the team. You know, given what happened in 2022, that was the game I tore my right labrum on a quarterback run versus K-State, and we got our butts whooped. So it was very personal for me, very personal for the team, and it was a must-win for that season. I mean, the season could look totally different if that game doesn't go our way.
I tell you, Brady, I was actually at both of the games, so I went to Manhattan and I went to Columbia. That was maybe the least amount of fun I ever had going to a game, and then simultaneously, yeah, it was maybe one of the most exciting endings I've ever seen in person for a football game.
I know, It was crazy, man. Just the complete polar opposite of the feel and vibe of that game. Oddly enough, the weather was kind of similar. Not quite as bad last year. But, you know, it had cloudy, a little bit of mist. You know, it was eerie, man. It was crazy.
Right now we're talking to the quarterback of the Missouri Tigers, Brady Cook. Brady, what is it like to go into this year with those level of expectations? You know, every year that you've been here, you know, it's sort of been like, hey, let's get to a bowl game. Let's get to maybe 8 wins. I mean, that's obviously not the expectation. This year, people have very lofty expectations, which makes sense given the talent that you guys bring back and the recruits that you've also added to the mix. What is it like going into this season with that level of pressure and expectations?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's what we want, right? That's why we strive so hard last year, you know, with the opportunity to come back and the standard and the expectation is even higher. And, you know, I think we just got to go prove it again. You know, I don't think we need to stretch ourselves or do too much. But, you know, obviously the expectations are higher. Our standard is now higher. You know, we expect more out of everyone else in this building. We expect more out of each other. So, you know, we just got to hold the standard and, you know, go win some ball games.
So, Brady, I went back on Rivals, and I went to your year recruiting class. So you were the 10th-rated recruit in the state of Missouri. Do you remember who was the number one recruit that year in the state of Missouri?
Huh. I want to say Jordan Johnson from DeSmet, right?
It was Jordan Johnson. So top five that year was Jordan Johnson, Mookie Cooper, one of your teammates, Dante Manning, Antonio Doyle, and Reggie Love. Those were the top five recruits in the state of Missouri.
Wow, that's interesting to look back on.
Brady, whenever you took your visit to Missouri, who was your person? Who was the person that showed you around? Obviously, that was a campus you were familiar with, but it's one thing to go and be a fan and walk around. It's another thing for them to roll out that red carpet. Who was your person to take you around?
You know, that's interesting to think back on, too. You know, I wasn't a big star recruit. You know, I wasn't highly recruited. You know, I did take my official, you know, pretty much right before signing day. And I remember Martez Manuel, safety, showed me around. Jelani Williams, safety, showed me around. And kind of interesting. But, yeah, that's who I kind of rolled with. And, you know, those are great dudes. Martez was a great leader for Mizzou, great leader for our team. So I was excited to hang out with him.
I'm sitting here and I'm looking at your rivals page. So you had Missouri, Austin Peay, Lindenwood, Southern Illinois, Arkansas State. Was MU your only Power 5 offer, or were there more teams in the mix?
Yeah, I mean, whenever I committed to Mizzou, it was early in my junior year. I think it was September of my junior year, a couple months after I got the offer. And once I did that, I really stopped hearing from Power 5. You know, I would maybe get a call or a text or a DM from one of the coaches, one of the position coaches. But, you know, they basically said, hey, like, you know, if you're still committed to Mizzou, we're not going to extend you an offer, but would love to have a conversation if you ever rethink it. That's how my recruiting kind of went. So pretty much whenever I committed to Mizzou, you know, it all kind of shut down.
It's crazy when you just think about it, like hearing your story, you know, and I understand kids shopping around, coaches shop around. I'm never going to be mad at a high school student for kind of looking around. It doesn't sound like you ever wavered. Hey, I know exactly what school I want to go to. The moment that they offer me, that is a school I'm attending.
Yeah. Yeah, I did. I had a vision of, you know, how I saw it playing out, and it took a little longer than expected, and there was a lot of dark days, tough times for the first 3 years, but it's finally starting to come to fruition.
When you can go back to 12-year-old Brady Cook, who was your favorite quarterback?
That's tough. That is tough. Man, that's tough. You know, I think I have to say Chase Daniel. You know, I was the first quarterback I remember watching on it, like, ever of you know, any quarterback playing the sport. You know, I remember being very young, watching him with my family at, you know, Mizzou football parties around the house or coming to games up to Columbia. And, you know, that's my earliest memory. And then, you know, obviously growing older, watching his highlights, hearing about him, you know, learning his story even more and understanding it. You know, I think I have to say Chase Daniel.
What is it like to have somebody like that eventually pass you the torch? You know, Missouri has had a great line of quarterbacks from Chase Daniel to Drew Locke is in the NFL. You know, Matty Mauk got Missouri to an SEC championship game. You know, this was your dream as a kid to be in this position. What is it like now to actually be in that position with the hype going into this year where people are expecting you guys to put together a really magical season like Chase Daniel did?
Yeah, you know, it's special. Like, I've definitely been feeling, you know, blessed as far as that goes. You know, I've really tried to enjoy it and soak it in as much as possible while also, you know, keeping my head down and working and trying to rebuild this thing and build this team up for this year. So, you know, there's this sweet balance to it, but I've definitely enjoyed it. It's pretty surreal. You know, I think I get lost in the day-to-day a little bit. I get lost in the work and, you know, just constantly just going and going. So sometimes it's nice to sit back and really think about, you know, how far I've came and how far this team's came.
Last thing here, if somebody is coming to Columbia for the first time this year to watch you guys play, and let's say they're going to the Oklahoma game or the Auburn game this year, and you had to suggest one restaurant for them to go to, where would you tell them?
Yeah, I would say Murray's easily. It's going to be hard for you to get a seat, but, you know, just south of the stadium, Murray's is probably the best restaurant in Columbia. I really don't think it's close.
I went to the steakhouse. I'm trying to remember the name. CC's. I went to CC's Steak last year right before you guys' game against LSU, and let me tell you, it was a life-changing meal.
Oh, yeah. CC's is great. CC's is great. If you're looking for a steakhouse, you know, CC's is number one. Chris McDee's is number two. You know, those two are awesome. But if you just want, like, a nice just restaurant in general with a bigger menu, you want to go to Murray's. That's facts.
That is Brady Cook joining us on the show today. He is a quarterback at the University of Missouri, man. Brady, man, I'm happy for you. I'm happy that things worked out, man. You know, like, if you can look back and tell 8-year-old Brady Cook your life today, you probably wouldn't even believe it, man. So congratulations, man, and good luck this season.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I love talking with you.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.